And I call the Monday, December 11th regular board meeting of the Westlake City Schools to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Fanouken.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
Dr. Stoll is not present and is out of the state currently.
Okay, maybe we should have our Girl Scout troop lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and I thank you all for coming. We have quite a few visitors tonight, and it's Girl Scout Troop 70168, did I get that right? And students for their government class, welcome. Okay, is there a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft.
Yes.
Winter.
Yes.
Fanouken.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have our first hearing of the public, which must pertain to an agenda item. So if you wish to speak, please come to the podium and state your name and address. No one coming forth, okay. The minutes of November 12th, the work session, and the regular meeting of November 27th have been reviewed by the board members. And at this time, I would ask if there are any additions or corrections.
None.
Okay, all those in favor of approving them, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All ayes. Okay, at this time, we have our student recognition.
Do you want to do a student presentation?
Oh, okay, yes, let's do that. Let's do student presentation.
Brooke, Girl Scout troop, come on up, introduce yourselves. And I can give a little bit of background. Brooke and her Girl Scout troop are working on, was it the Silver Award? And they have a proposition that's a proposal that they put together for myself and Mr. Kosovar. And they also met with Mr. Miller at DIS. And from there, I will turn it over to you guys to give your presentation. Am I in the way of this?
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Goggin, for inviting 70168 to the school board meeting tonight. This is a group of seventh grade girls at Liberesa Middle School here in Westlake. Each of the girls is involved in many, many activities besides this Girl Scout troop, but have dedicated quite a bit of time to this current proposal that they'll be giving you tonight. On the end is Brooke Evans. She's been a Girl Scout for 8 years. She plays cello in the seventh grade orchestra. She sings in the seventh grade choir, is a member of Bernison Brigade in Builders Club, and she's an altar server at St. Ladislaus Parish. Next to her is Megan Wacker, and she's been with our troop for 2 years. She's played lacrosse, and she played in the band at Lee Bernison as well. Next to her is Sydney Peer. She is an avid soccer player and has been with the Westside Star Soccer Club. She swims on the swim team in the summer. She runs cross country and plays cello in the seventh grade orchestra. She also sings in the seventh grade choir, is a member of student council, and is a volunteer with St. Ladislaus Parish. Next to her is Greta Kranz. Greta has been with us for 8 years as well. She plays volleyball for Lee Bernison Middle School. She plays the flute for the seventh grade band, sings in the choir, is a member of student council, and also is a volunteer at St. Ladislaus Parish. Last but not least, I have Tina. Tina Cerencioni. She has been with us for 7 years, and she plays the flute in the band, is a member of Builders Club, and volunteers at St. Ladislaus Church. Grace has been with us for 8 years. She's a member of student council at Lee Bernison, and she plays softball and is also an avid soccer player for the Concordia Soccer Club. The girls have been working on this Silver Award for quite a few months now, and this award is an award from Girl Scouts of America. And the idea of the Silver Award is for a troop to look at something in the community, a need in their community, and solve that need based on what they find is most important. The girls discussed many options, and what they kept coming back to was their peers and the health of their peers, not only physical health, but mental health, and how they could do something that would benefit their peers in some way. So as they continued to talk and discuss things, they ultimately came up with trying to focus their attention a little bit more on the area of the 6th, 7th, 8th grade students of our district, and they're excited to present their ideas to you tonight.
About the Silver Award. The Silver Award is the highest award a Girl Scout cadet can earn. This award gives the troop or a scout herself a chance to make her community a better place. These are the steps to be taken to accomplish this award. Identify the issue you care about, explore your community, and build a project. At first, we wanted to focus on the topic of health and wellness. We noticed that our community does not have many opportunities to increase health of our citizens that everyone can afford or in which everyone can participate. As we narrowed our ideas of how we can make Westlake a better place, we thought about building the Gaga Pit somewhere in our community. Our troop has been to many Girl Scout camps where we love playing Gaga ball, so we stand before you today to give you our idea.
Our proposal. There is always a student at recess that has no one to play with. Can't there be one activity that is healthy and in which everyone can be included? Our troop came up with the idea of building a Gaga Pit in our community for our Silver Award project to provide this opportunity. In teams, we met with several community leaders that have been very supportive of our idea. We met with members of the school board and district administration, Mr. Goggin, Mr. Kosovar, and Mrs. Atwood. From Dover Avenue School, we met with Mr. Miller, Mr. Stipak, and Ms. Griffin. We also met with Mrs. Romeo and Mr. Thonings of Lee Renison Middle School. These community leaders helped us with the planning process of our proposal to build a Gaga Pit in Westlake. With the guidance of these supportive leaders, we came up with the idea of building the Gaga Pit in Dover Intermediate School area.
Gaga ball is a high energy Gaga ball is a high energy sport played in an octagonal pit. It is played with as many as 20 people. More people, the more fun. The ball used is typically a soft foam dodgeball. The goal is to not let the ball struck by any other player touch your legs. To dodge the ball, you simply jump or run out of the way. Even though Gaga is fast-paced, it allows students of all activity levels to be involved. Most of the Gaga pits are constructed of wood panels, so when the ball hits the wall stays in place.
We met with Superintendent and Director of Business Affairs for Westlake City Schools, Mr. Goggin and Mr. Kosovar, to get their input on our idea to build a Gaga Pit in our community. At the meeting, we had an idea to put the Gaga Pit at Dover Intermediate School. We are still considering possible locations to put the Gaga Pit on DIS grounds, as well as what kind of materials should be used. Mr. Goggin and Mr. Kosovar will be some of our most helpful resources when it comes to the location of where to put the Gaga Pit.
We also met with City Councilwoman Mrs. Atwell. She discussed with us the importance for finding contacts to get the word out about our project in the community. As we get closer to the day of building and finalizing the planning phase, keep a lookout for an article in the Westlife or in the school's newsletters.
Grace and I met with the principal of Dover Intermediate School, Mr. Miller, and the counselor of the Dover Intermediate School, Ms. Brickman. Later, the gym teacher, Mr. Stipak, was told about our plans. During the meeting, they recommended that we talk to Mr. Kosovar, which Brooke and Megan were already planning on doing. Mr. Miller and Ms. Brickman also suggested a few ideas to us, like what materials to do, where we could possibly build a Gaga Pit, and how to promote the use of the Gaga Pit to the people in the area. They both agreed that it would be a good idea to put the Gaga Pit on the Westlake City Schools campus, and they also thought that DIS would be the best place to put the Gaga Pit.
We met with Mr. Thonings, an engineering teacher, and Mrs. Romeo, a guidance counselor of Lieberneson Middle School. At the meeting with Mrs. Romeo, we discussed inclusion and argument prevention strategies. For example, we would make a constitution with a list of all the rules and how to handle arguments. She also mentioned having a wall of inspirational quotes. Another idea Mrs. Romeo had was having workshops to develop new friendship skills.
At our meeting with Mr. Thonings, we discussed what materials to use. He came up with the idea of using plywood to construct the pit. This is because it's durable and it lasts a long time. We also talked about what material to put on the floor of the pit. We need a material that can withstand water, doesn't hurt kids' knees, and doesn't affect the rolling of the ball. In the end, turf was our best option. We will also have a drain system to drain all the excess water.
Any questions?
Yes. We talked about arguments. Are there a lot of arguments that go on when you're playing?
It really depends. Like, it kind of depends on the people. Like, sometimes, like, the only arguments that would happen is if, like, someone would say that they're out, but then the kid doesn't want to get out, and then they, like, argue with the other person about how they're not out.
And you have a way, you'll come up with a way to resolve that.
Mm-hmm.
What about injuries? Is it pretty safe, or?
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
It's a pretty safe game, yeah. It depends on the material used, but that's something we were discussing.
It's safer than like a basketball game or something like that, because you really, it's just, you really don't go anywhere.
And you go to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Also, it depends on how rough the kids are, which Gaga Ball shouldn't be too rough, but I mean, if a group of boys and girls, maybe the boys get a bit more rough. So maybe some falling or tripping, but I'm sure no major injury.
Nothing any more than a typical recess, right?
Yeah.
So I have a question. When do you think you'll have that belt?
When I had my meeting with Mr. Goggin and Mr. Kosovar, we talked about possibly like spring break, mm-hmm. sometime where kids aren't at DIS or around the campus, so we don't have any loose parts like around, so they don't either get it in their shoe or then get worse injuries. Whenever our schedules allow, which will hopefully be towards the beginning or the end of spring break.
Well, maybe we can work it out that our board meeting is held at DIS when you're opening the Gaga Pit, and then we could have a rousing game before the meeting. Right? Wouldn't that be fun?
Now, when we first heard about it, we had to look up pictures because we kind of thought the same thing and because when they're describing it without pictures, it kind of sounds like Thunderdome. I don't know if you're it's like, you know, two men enter, one man leaves, and we want all the kids to come out eventually. But the other part that I thought that they were very good, and when we met with Brooke, and it's probably, you can't see it in this picture, but in a previous one, is accessibility, is to have to where, you know, students who may struggle climbing over a wall or something, to, and that's another thing that we've been discussing to make sure that we don't limit it to, is that the good picture there that I'm probably sitting right in the way of? So low enough to keep the ball, high enough to keep the ball in, but low enough to be able to have other kids.
What about the cost of all? Because we're going to need the turf and the drainage system at the bottom.
We are hoping to get some of the materials still needed. We haven't really gotten to that too much into depth about either money or how we could afford this, but hopefully we'll have some drainage.
I just read an article in the Westlife last week. There's a Boy Scout troop that they're putting two in North Olmsted. So. Yeah.
Did most
had
of
any discussion
two
with them?
Fits?
They're putting in two Gaga pits. Yeah.
Okay. Did most of the adults know what you what Gaga Ball was?
Not really.
They don't have young kids, that's fine. I have two boys that are freshmen and a sophomore, and they've been playing for years, and they can go on vacation and stuff. So you can play it in a room like this, as long as there's nothing that's breakable.
Well, and what's interesting is we never heard of it.
No.
And then when we're planning the playgrounds for the new elementary school, there are going to be three of them there. And so we had to, again, ask what they were. And then, of course, then we get a call from Brooke saying, we want to do that. And so we're like, all right, now we really have to look into what these things are. So
It's age appropriate for the new school then, too?
I think it's age appropriate for almost every, we did watch some videos on it and watch kids playing. And it's something that I agree, I can't remember which of you stated it in your presentation, but it is different levels. You don't have to be the best athlete in the world to play it. And so it is something that's accessible to multiple ages, multiple skill levels. So it seems really good.
As you're going through your design process, I would recommend plastic composite wood versus plywood.
We talked about this.
So hold up a little more sturdier, wouldn't have to paint it.
I'm thinking of the idea of inclusion, and you mentioned something about a permanent plaque, something you would talk about rules or quotes, but do you think that would be the way that you would try to build inclusion into the thing?
Yeah, I think as years go on or months and kids get exposed to the Gaga Pit, they'll start to learn the rules, and I'm sure, I mean, kind of like basketball, you don't need to pick teams. It's a man, all man for himself. So, I mean, kids can just hop in, and it's not like you can't play this game. Once someone gets out, anybody can go in. So, I mean, I'm sure kids would, as kids get used to it, and some of the kids that maybe aren't included in the basketball games will get, like, you know what, I think I can play this.
Are you considering artificial turf or natural turf?
Artificial. We haven't really looked into that yet, or the turf, different types of turf, but we're thinking turf is the way to go. We just don't know the details on that.
The reason why I say that is if the Boy Scout troop I was with last summer went up for 4 days, and after 4 days, we removed the pit, and there was a octagonal mud patch. The grass didn't last that long.
Oh, okay. Plus, it would have to be mowed somehow if it were natural.
Yeah.
We're still determining. I know that there's a couple different places that was a concern. When Mr. Kosovar and I met with Brooke, we talked about an area off to the side that is in the grass, and we were really concerned about of it getting really muddy having it shut down if it rained the night before, or some things like that. Or I think even Brooke brought up when she was thinking about putting sand or other type of things in it, we also have to be considerate about whatever you're going to track into the building, you know, and then it's going to add more to cleaning and all that. So, yeah, and it might go on the concrete, it might go on the grass. We just haven't decided a spot for that yet.
Have you talked to any of the areas, schools that may have it to see how they're dealing with it, or you aren't that far yet?
Megan, did you?
Yeah. I did talk to Westlake Bible Fellowship, and they said it was very easy to maintain and very easy to take care of, and they had no trouble with it other than replacing the sides, which was a very low maintenance thing to do.
Yeah, we didn't contact kind of any schools that had them, but they just recently, or maybe a couple years ago, we noticed they had a Gaga Pit, so you know, we're like, no, we'll call them up. So they were a very good resource.
We'll keep you posted, and I mean, as far as the board, we'll when it's completed, as it's being completed, we'll keep you posted of it. But when we heard their proposal, really thought it would be something the board would enjoy to hear about as well.
Thank you.
I want to see
you.
A game played.
You'll play.
Well, I don't know about going to play. I'd like to see you guys play.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tonight we have, I know Mr. Wilson's here as well, one of our students at the high school, Jill Eddy, and as the board probably recognizes her, she was a part of the team last year in the Verizon App Challenge as well, and that's the first time I had a chance to see Jill, but even just recently, Our son's in eighth grade, and we just did, they had a great open house here at the high school. And it was so funny walking into Mr. Kutz's room, because Jill's sitting in there, and most people are sitting there quietly doing their thing. Jill was very bubbly, open, welcoming into the tech department. Looks like she's feeling right at home there. So not only do we have someone who's really getting out there in regards to STEM and everything, but also just a really nice open personality as well. I'll let Mr. Wilson specifically talk about why we're recognizing Jill today, and then maybe you could tell us about your experience.
That's a tough act to follow with the Girl Scout group. I learned a lesson. I didn't even know what that was, so I'm happy to hear that. Westlake High School is about opportunities. I'm very proud of Jill, as Mr. Goggin had said. She was part of the Verizon App Challenge. In addition to this, I'm not going to talk too much about this specifically, because this has to be the coolest thing ever. And I'm the father of two daughters. I'll just give you a quick preview. Essentially, it was a challenge for everybody nationwide, for girls nationwide, ages 15 through 18 and grades 10 through 12, to use their superpower of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, to create an original do-it-yourself project that can be replicated. Very proud, Jill was one of five students nationwide to be chosen, and I'll let her talk about her experience, but more importantly, talk about what you made. It's so cool to hear, and she, like I said, we're about opportunities here, and she's taken full advantage of all these opportunities, and she's done so many cool things. I think this is either the second or third board meeting you've been at, as Mr. Goggin said. So, Jill, why don't you speak a little bit, you can stay there, but speak a little bit about your experience and your project.
Well, I actually found out about the contest 2 years ago, and I had entered it for the first time last year. Didn't win anything, and so I had actually, that was kind of the driving force behind it, is that I wanted to be able to say that I overcame that somehow, and I ended up spending like a month, you can ask my parents, they were so annoyed with me, constantly thinking about this one project, and I developed a product on my own from scratch, and I created a video around that product and then submitted it, and that's how I ended up being chosen. Now, the product is what I like to call the bike anchor. It's basically a portable bike lock, so if there isn't like a post or a tree or something that you can tie your bike to when you're out riding, it attaches to your bike so you can take it anywhere, and it also allows you the option to tie it to a pole or to tie it to the bike anchor. How it works is it works with a corkscrew stake. Like if you have pets, you might use one of these to tie your dog to. And it screws into the ground, and then it has a locking system over that. And so that's how it prevents people from taking your bike.
And what was the name I don't think you introduced the name of the competition.
The contest I actually ended up winning was called the Thor Ragnarok Superpower STEM Challenge. And it was sponsored by Marvel, Dolby Laboratories, the American Association of the Advancement of Science. Synchrony Bank, that was another one.
Jill, talk about your experience when they basically flew you out to take us on that.
It was absolutely incredible. I got the call after a marching band practice, and everything happened within just like the next few weeks. I was suddenly on a plane headed for LA, and they let us walk the red carpet, and we got to meet a lot of a picture of one of us, of the group of girls that I was with, and Thor himself.
Awesome.
That was absolutely incredible.
Oh, how cool.
Weren't you picked up by a limousine?
It was like pretending to be a star for it for 3 days. And I got to see my mom, so she was very pleased. Sorry, Dad.
They said she could take her favorite parent, but she took her mom.
I couldn't be more grateful to people that helped us get there and to the teachers here at Westlake that have encouraged me to participate in these activities. So
Now, do they plan to market your product, or do you have plans for that? Did you have to give them the rights to it? Or?
Actually, no. They let us keep all of the rights to our product. I do plan on patenting it sometime soon, but I haven't quite gone into that process just yet, but I'm getting there.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good. Yes. So are you thinking about a STEM field after high school?
I'm hoping to go into industrial design somewhere, mm-hmm. which is kind of like the same thing.
Seems like that fits.
Yeah, redesigning stuff.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you thought about where you want to go to school yet?
I'm looking at Cincinnati, Ohio State, and I've gotten into Kent so far. So
all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Exciting times.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Jill, it isn't a trip to L.A., but Ms. Lazinski does have a certificate.
Yeah, it's just a certificate. Yeah.
Not as fun.
For your scrapbook, but we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
There you go. And with that, you get to call one snow day, so just let me know.
Oh, that's nice. But, could be sooner than later, then. We'll hold him to that.
And I wish I could say this was planned, but, you know, when we have, you know, six Girl Scouts here who seem to be very creative on their own, to have you in seventh grade and seeing that you have a high school senior who is doing these wonderful things. Nice role model as well, so thank you for that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, you've got to follow.
Does it go right to me?
So it's your turn.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just give my regular report right now, and then I know there's an item on the agenda that I'll talk more about when we get to it. So just want to touch on a few things, agenda items. Calendar. Can you put the calendar up by any chance? We do have a calendar for next school year, and we met with, by the way, and as far as Girl Scout troop and Jill and your family, you don't have to stay for the entire meeting. If you would like to take a moment, and I know there's things going on, please feel free. We appreciate you giving us this time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lots of homework.
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there another bag under there? Whose bag is
there? Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Brooke. Yep.
Nice meeting you.
Sandy, is that your
bag?
Thank
you.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. It's the traditional revolving around. I know.
Thank you for
having
us. Thanks so much. It's good to see you, Carol.
To see you.
Thanks
Thank you for
here.
Helping with the IT.
Yeah.
It was always fun. We thought we had all the time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Nice job.
She's going to take a few minutes. So I'm sorry about that. Just wanted to give them that opportunity. Just a couple things I want to point out in next year's calendar. This is the 2018-19 calendar that you see up on the screen. We run this through a committee that we have called SAC, which is Superintendent's Advisory Council. I see Sandy looking at me because she is on that team. And we talk about the people can come in with the different feedback they've received about the current school calendar. We talk to the PTA and other people in the community. One of the first things that we heard is that if at all possible, please do not start with a 5-day week. This year we started with a 5-day week. It was hard on students, it was hard on staff, it was hard on parents because they had to have cranky students come home to them. And so that's one of the things that we did look at. Mrs. Maxwell, who was here, I don't know if she still is, had the idea in the meeting to front load. She and Mr. Fleming have been doing a lot of curriculum work this year. They're getting a good idea of what is needed for next year. So we have the extra work days, and we decided to have our professional development day as well as a work day at the beginning of the year. And that kind of started making sense for us because, you know, if you have a professional development day in September or October, people already started the year. They already started their plan. They're already moving in a certain direction. This gives us an opportunity to have the professional day at the beginning of the year as well as a work day so that people can plan. The instructional staff can look at the different things that they've learned and maybe adjust prior to students coming in. By doing that also, we have the shorter first week. So that's the first part. When you get to the next big break, which is the winter break, that was pretty standard. We've seen that across the board. It fell in a really good spot where if you have two full weeks off, it's in a really nice place next year for us to do that. The area of the calendar that was difficult was spring break. And what we've found is with it being a later spring break, and it's behind me, I think it's around the 29th. When is April what? Is it?
22nd.
22nd. 22nd. 19th. It's a little later next year, and what we found, our school districts are handling it differently. You see Rocky River and Avon, they are having the traditional spring break, as you see behind me here. Schools like Olmsted Falls and Lakewood, they are going earlier in March. That was the big discrepancy we saw in the calendars. So we took those two calendars and one calendar with the March spring break and one calendar with the traditional spring break, and we sent it out and to 9 buildings. Now we have 7 school buildings, a transportation department, and a central office. Out of those 9 buildings, 6 of them came back in favor of what you see behind me, which is why that's that as it is. Yes?
And this was a question that when you sent it out, did you also check with the parents or the PTAs?
We didn't send, no, we got feedback prior. We've heard about calendars.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, after we were presenting, I think it was even Liz that sent an email saying that you liked the fact that the
it's those weird random days.
It's those
off.
Yeah, and so by front loading
that
again, it didn't
yeah.
have those random days, and I think and that's something that's difficult, especially if you have a working parent who has mm-hmm. to get someone to watch their child. Dropping in a Wednesday or something like that for a staff day is more difficult. So it was something that I wish we can say that we absolutely planned for that, but that was something that happened organically as we were
okay.
going.
Well, thank you.
Yep. So that's it. That's the calendar. I wanted to talk about that. We like to typically do 2 calendars. However, the 2019-20 calendar, we're going to have to hold off and see a firm timeline on the construction project. We anticipate getting the keys to the building in summer, but when it comes to a construction project, you never know, and you want to be able to leave that door open that if you need another week at the end of summer in order to get everything squared away, that we have that in place. Speaking of the new elementary school, some updates Mr. Kosovar shared. The building pad is going to subgrade this week, and what that means is before you put the concrete down, you need to make sure that the ground under it is ready for it. And it's called the subgrade, and they're looking to do that this week. They're probably going to finish up excavating the detention basin in the next couple days, aren't they?
Yes.
Now I know Mary Essig and I took a tour of the detention basin, and it's a lot bigger than you would think it is, right? It's a big detention basin there.
That is what the gentleman at the last meeting brought up. Discussing even something along the lines of pulling a multi-ton truck over.
I'll touch on that. That's my next thing. Thank you for saying that. One of the other things that has happened is compaction and the is it the roll test? Is that what they're called?
Proof
the proof roll. That has happened on the roads, like the Western Road. You can see if you're facing the property, there's a road that goes around. It's happened on the outer parts. It hasn't happened on that base yet, where the school is going to rest. The proof rolls and compaction tests along those areas have come back pretty good. So we're in good shape over there. We did have, in removing the dirt from the detention area, good amount of organic materials inside there. It looked like possibly parts of like a phone pole and you know, there's just stuff.
And yeah. There was some metal in there, concrete pieces. There's a lot of trash in there too.
So we had to.
Did that follow what Bob Kelly had described to us earlier?
Yeah, he warned us that there would be some of that in there.
Yeah. So that, and to that point, that was planned for. We kind of knew that was coming, and but that is, again, we did budget for that cost, but we've had to use that cost because we did have to take fill off the property. Anytime you have to take dirt off, it's there. So that's really the big issue we've dealt with so far. Knock on something, we haven't seen any big surprises yet, which is good. And like I said, the majority of the north and west areas, as of right now, the north and west parking areas are to subgrade, correct? And so we're...
The north area is correct.
North area, yeah. Installation of storm sewers begin tomorrow, hopefully, as well as, you know, unless it's crazy with weather, but we don't anticipate that. We did get notice from the EPA that our wetland mitigation is approved, and we're looking at just under a half acre of mitigation that we have to do for that. But that is approved as well, and that's it. That's all I have for my report.
Scott, we're not putting power lines underground in front of the school, are we? Our current power lines will stay where they are?
I haven't been in that. We haven't talked about that. I'm assuming that.
Power line, the main power service coming to the building will be underground to the building itself. And then from there, it'll go out to the light poles. And
but that's how we typically have it to the building.
Yeah. It's not, I was just curious. I know from a, I guess, an aesthetic point of view, I know in newer neighborhoods, you have power cables underground. I was just curious if we are going to do that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I assume not, but it would be great if they could go underground. Thanks.
I have one question about the calendar. The start, I realize that we have to delay because we don't know, you know, with the building and everything, but would it be possible to look at spring break of that year to give parents an idea?
Yeah, I think we could.
And at least set spring break so they'd know something?
Sure.
Does that, would that help with planning?
I do like that idea to try to at least get a.
Yeah, give them something. A lot of families do plan a couple years out because it's tough to get
reservations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And it does look, I think, more and more like a college calendar, starting a little bit early, ending a little bit earlier. Was that something on our mind as we put the
We weren't thinking, of, we didn't have, when we were in the conversations, we didn't bring up the model of.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Hopkins,
budget report. You know, I too am going to reserve some of my comments for a resolution later in the evening here. So really, I just want to say as we enter into the holiday season, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone. I hope everyone has a joyous time with friends and family. And that's all my report is for tonight.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
All right, thank you.